applied behavior analysis, often referred to as ABA, is the most evidence-based approach to work with children with autism. And we've known this since the late 1960s when people first started working with children with autism. ABA is the use of behavioral principles to address socially important behaviors. The behavioral principles that we are talking about primarily are reinforcement and punishment. We primarily, though, use reinforcement. Reinforcement is the contingent application of a stimulus after a target behavior that increases the likelihood of a behavior happening again. Let me give you an example. When you have a toddler and they raise their arms up to their parents, they're basically asking to be lifted. When the parents pick them up, then that increases the likelihood the next time they want to be picked up, they're going to raise their arms when they see their parents. That's an example with a typically developing child. Let me give you an example with a child with autism. The child with autism sees their very favorite toy, which is the blue truck, on the shelf, and they can't reach that toy. At first, they might get frustrated and start to stomp their feet or cry because they can't reach the truck. What the teacher might do when they see that is actually show the child the card that has the picture of the truck on it and help the child give that card to the adult. And the teacher says, oh, you want the car, and hands the child the car. The next time the child sees the car, again out of reach, and the card with the picture on it, they're more likely to give that card to the teacher. And through that kind of teaching and use of positive reinforcement, we teach children a huge array of skills and behaviors. And that's one of the reasons that applied behavior analysis is the most effective treatment for children with autism.